Good morning and welcome to B. I want to cut right to the chase this morning. The outbreak of the coronavirus, it has exposed much. Like a black light at a crime scene, we have been able to see things about us. Us as individuals, organizations, society. And there are lots of things that we can now see that should actually make us uncomfortable. And real quick, to make sure we follow through on the metaphor, what the black light reveals was already there, right? It's not like the black light caused the stuff we now see. No, it was there. And so it is with this virus. It is revealing sin that has always been there, lurking right below the surface. Now, we can just see it as it manifests itself. Let me give you a couple of examples. We've seen in the last month or so that our gods have been unable to grant us the salvation we so desperately seek. Like the Baals that ancient Israel was so tempted to serve, so now our false gods have left us high and dry. We've bowed down at the altar of medicine. And up to this point, we have no vaccine. We've hoped in our government to solve all our woes, but it would appear that they are not omnipotent, at least not as omnipotent as we first imagined. We've relied upon our paychecks, rather than the Creator of all things, to give us our daily bread, and now we are hungry. We've offered incense to the gods of comfort and autonomy and independence and luxury. But here we are, locked down, cooped up in our homes. You see, the black light of the coronavirus, it has exposed our secret sins. And what is revealed in all of this is who or what we are actually functionally trusting in. And I hope you see that it's actually scary when we see these things. Perhaps this is most poignantly revealed in the somewhat comical example of toilet paper, or perhaps better said, the lack of toilet paper. You know this, it's no surprise. Communities of people, they panicked when this virus broke out. And so what did they do? They stockpiled a lifetime's worth of TP. The whole thing, it seems strange to me, but nevertheless, that's exactly what has happened. People have stockpiled toilet paper. Now, that was all somewhat of a long introduction, so that I could say this. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, in the midst of this health scare, as our idols like Dagon are being cast down before Yahweh, in the midst of all of this, I want to encourage you this morning to be generous. To be generous. Contrary to what the shelves at Walmart or Costco reveal, this is not the time for us to be hoarding. Rather, now is the time for us to be helping. As followers of Christ, we are not supposed to first and foremost be those who stockpile. Instead, those who serve. Don't become those who collect. Use this as a time to care. To care for others. There's always a lot of talk these days about love, right? Well, what is love? Where does love come from? What does it look like? How is it displayed? These are all questions that we as a culture are constantly wrestling with. Well, I want to invite you to listen to how John, in addressing the church of his day, I want you to hear how he puts it. This is from 1 John 3, verses 16 through 18. 1 John 3, 16 through 18. Here it is. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? And then John concludes, little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. The cross of Christ, it reveals to us a wealth of beauty. It's a treasure trove, right? We learn of who God is by looking at the cross. We are faced with the heinousness of our sin at the cross. We see true humility and true love at the cross. The cross, it shows us the absolute and uncompromising holiness of God. We could go on. The point is, like a kaleidoscope, the cross of Christ, it bursts forth with color. Among those many colors, among the many truths that the cross teaches us, is this. The cross teaches us to lay down our lives and to serve others. The cross teaches us that just as Christ served us by his cross, so we who are Christ's people, we are to serve those around us. So given the cross, given 1 John 3, given the pandemic that is COVID-19, here is my encouragement to you. Be generous. Be generous with your time. Be generous with your treasures. Be generous with your talents. Use this unique opportunity to demonstrate the love of Christ. How so, you ask? Well, reach out to your fellow church members. Keep tabs on your neighbors and coworkers. Find out if anyone is in need of groceries or toiletries or needs to have an errand ran or if someone even needs help, you know, keeping the bills paid. All sorts of people have been thrown into all sorts of turmoil as a result of this, whether that be physical or financial or emotional or spiritual. There is turmoil all over the place. So let's not run from it. Let's run to it. Let's reach out as ambassadors for Christ. Let's reach out. Let's bear one another's burdens. Let's encourage one another. Let's be generous. This is particularly important, as you know, when it comes to the sick among us, to the elderly among us, to those families who have just small children. Do what you can to serve and to help during this time. So in conclusion, grab the membership directory. Get on the phone. If you are healthy and able, do what you can to serve those who need to be served most in this time. And as you do, let's remember, according to 1 John 3, God's love in us is demonstrated not simply in word or talk, but as John tells us, in deed and in truth. So let's be generous. Again, generous with our time, generous with our talents, and generous with our treasures.